Ah, spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about. In your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. So your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans, like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
A new study shows that city government workers of color are paid less than white colleagues. It's Wednesday, April 24th, and this is your New York Daily News. Wednesday's forecast calls for partly cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 68 and a low near 41. Before today's top story, NYPD brass Tuesday blamed faculty and professional agitators at New York University for heated standoffs with police after university officials sent cops to clear a pro-Palestinian encampment and arrest 120 protesters for trespassing, including students and staff. The unrest at NYU over the war between Israel and Hamas was the latest in a string of mass arrests at colleges in the tri-state area that started last week at Columbia University and spread to Yale University in New Haven. About 50 students protesting the war set up a tent demonstration early Monday morning on NYU's Gould Plaza on West 4th Street outside the business school. An NYU spokesman said the school asked the NYPD to step in later in the day after the crowd became disorderly amid intimidating chants and anti-Semitic incidents. As cops took down tents, some demonstrators were seen throwing objects at the officers. Police used pepper spray as some protesters attempted to block buses taking away those arrested. And Mayor Adams brushed off mounting opposition to his presumptive nomination of Randy Mastro as the city's top lawyer Tuesday, saying recent criticisms of Mastro represents a slippery slope and that the process to appoint him will continue. Since news broke last week about the administration seeking to use Mastro to replace its current corporation counsel, Sylvia Hines Radix, city lawmakers have lined up to denounce the change as a bad move. That effort intensified Tuesday when the city council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucus issued a statement describing Mastro as unfit to serve as the city's chief lawyer. The expected nomination of Mastro to the Corporation Council post comes as Adams is facing legal headwinds on a number of fronts. Federal investigators in Manhattan are probing his campaign's ties to Turkey. The Manhattan District Attorney indicted his former Buildings Department commissioner last year as part of an ongoing probe. And the mayor was accused earlier this year of sexually assaulting a former cop during his time with the NYPD in the 1990s. Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing in the campaign probe and has denied the assault allegations. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com. Black, Asian, and Hispanic NYC government workers continue to be paid less than their white colleagues, a disparity driven by a persistent pattern of low wages for women of color in the municipal ranks, according to a new study released by the City Council on Tuesday. The study reflects salary levels across all municipal positions as of 2021, the latest period for which data is available. As of 2021, city government employees of color earned 84 cents for every dollar paid in salary to white workers, the study found. Two-thirds of the 16 cents wage gap is due to disparate salaries for female employees of color, while lagging wages for male employees of color account for the remaining one-third, according to the study, which the council must conduct annually under a law adopted in 2019. The latest study found that persisting wage gaps are largely the result of occupational segregation, in which women and people of color are concentrated in job titles that pay less. The report doesn't show whether disparities have improved since Mayor Adams took office on January 1, 2022. Still, the latest council report appears to show some progress on the city government pay equity front as compared to previous years. As of 2019, Black city employees had made 71 cents on every dollar a white worker received, while Hispanic employees made 75 cents and Asian employees made 85 cents on every dollar earned by a white employee, the council's 2022 pay equity report found. background. Some agencies that have historically lacked racial and gender diversity continue to see a homogenous workforce, the latest council report says. The FDNY proves an especially stark example, with its employees being 62% white and 12% female, the council reported. The Department of Sanitation is just 9% female and 51% white, the study also shows. Four bills have been introduced in the City Council this session seeking to promote diversity in the upper echelons of municipal government. One of those bills, which will be discussed in a council hearing this week, would establish a new municipal councillor position within the Department of Citywide Administrative Services that would be responsible for offering career advice to city employees. Every member of our diverse workforce should be compensated fairly for their hard work, regardless of race or gender, Council Speaker Adrian Adams, Democrat from Queens, said in a statement accompanying Tuesday's study. Pay equity is not only a matter of racial, gender, and economic justice, but also fosters a culture of inclusivity and respect that improves the city's ability to retain its talented workforce. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.